Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Gaines with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted to be on our radio broadcast this morning for our Saturday morning prayer. I just give God all the praise and all the glory this morning. We're going to get ready turning over to Minister Prophetess Maria Nelson for her prayer time. Amen. God bless you this morning.
Amen. Good morning to all. I pray that everybody's feeling recharged and revived this morning. Just thankful for all that God is doing, all that he has done. And in spite of what we go through, God is still amazing. He still hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. And so I'm just thankful and grateful to him today just for everything that he is in my life and who he is to all of you, I'm sure. And so this morning, I'd just like to start out with a scripture. I personally have been going through a season that seems like there's fire coming from every direction. And so the Lord just took me to Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. It says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." And I just thank God for that word this morning, because no matter what we're going through, God promises us that as long as we trust and have confidence in him, nothing in our life is going to fail. We're going to continue to bear fruit. We're going to continue to rise. We're going to continue to go forward. And everything that we do in his will is going to be blessed. It's going to prosper. And so nothing that we face is going to destroy us. And so I just thank God for that this morning. I'm sure that all of you have your own things that you're struggling and toiling with. And but God is the same. You know, he never changes. He loves us all so very much, and it's his desire and his will that we prosper and that we be in good health. And so I'm just thankful for him this morning and how his word continues to reassure me personally, because when you're going through things, emotions tend to overwhelm us, and God's word just reassures us and it comforts us and it gives us guidance and direction. And so I'm thankful for that this morning. If there's anybody who has a testimony maybe from the previous week, since, you know, we've had prayer, maybe some things have happened, things have changed, I believe that testimony is important because it encourages us as we continue to go through. We need to hear the things that God is doing. So at this time, if anybody has a testimony they'd like to share.
Amen. Well, you know, I always have a testimony. I always have a testimony. God always, he's always good. But, you know, I just thank and praise God for the prayers of the saints, for my traveling grace and mercy going to North Carolina during the revival. And God did, I just had grace and favor when I was there. And I thank and praise God that, because I hadn't flown in a long time since I lived in Florida. So I just thank and praise God that everything went good. Not everything went right, but everything went good. So I thank and praise God for you all's prayers and how the Lord did. He let me experience one night when it was just messed up, and the next night God showed up. So he let me know that you can't live any kind of way, because the first night it was just a mess, and the second night it was different. But I thank and praise God
opportunity just to experience. Now, just from that, I got to go back and do a tent revival for 4 or 5 churches down there in April. So I thank God. I just thank the Lord for it. So that is my testimony. God is good any kind of way you look at it. You can't go wrong when you're with God, when you trust in him,
right.
When you depend on him. You can't go wrong.
That's
ain't no
perfect.
Wrong in that. Not at all. You have to definitely trust in the Lord. So that's my testimony. Don't want to take up all the time.
Amen. I thank you for sharing, because it is so easy to give up when things look ugly or dark or hopeless or messed up, or, you know, when we're, but that's why, you know, we have to continue to trust God, knowing that if we continue to stand and we keep on going, that things are going to happen in his time the way that he, you know,
needs
it to happen. So that's a great testimony.
Yes.
That's encouraging. Yep, that's encouraging.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Good.
If not, at this time, I will. Nobody's on yet, Ma?
There's somebody else on, but I don't think everybody has. But anyway,
okay,
they just have to, we have to miss them.
Got you. Well, at this time, I will open up for prayer requests, anybody that has prayer requests.
Well, I have a prayer request for Bishop. Out of he be on my prayer line sometimes. Bishop Davis, his mom was rushed to the hospital last night. And she's 80 years old, and they talk about doing surgery. And, you know, I don't care, you can be a bishop, king or bishop, everything. When it comes to mama, it's a different thing than just asking for prayer from anybody that will pray for her, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You said Bishop Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And always, of course, Apostle Dean's my husband, because he's not walking, you know, he can't walk, and so I always need prayer for him. He's in good spirits, but he can't walk anymore.
Okay. And those kind of changes are so hard in life, even though you try to, you know, you stay positive and you stay prayerful, it's still a struggle, you know, when you have those kinds of changes that are happening in life.
Yes, yes, yes. It's something.
I have a prayer request. For a young lady that I've been standing in the gap for. Her name is Tamika. And I would like a prayer for her.
Okay, anyone else? If not, we will go before the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Father God, we just love you today, God. God, we thank you and praise you for you alone are worthy, God. We thank you because your eyes are always watching us, God, and you're always there to speak to our hearts and to love on us and protect us and encourage us to guide us, God. And we just thank you for being a very present help in trouble, God. We thank you just for being in our lives, God. We thank you for pursuing us even when We don't do what you've called us to do or told us to do, God. You never stop pursuing us, and you never stop calling us to draw near to you, God. And we just thank you for that unconditional love. We thank you for how you just love us and how you put so much in us, God. And you just have so many things in store for us, God. And we just thank you that you never change your mind about us, God, no matter how we act, no matter what we do, God. We thank you, Lord, that the gifts that you give us, even or without repentance, God, that you don't take them back, God, and you always want us to be who you've called us to be, God. You give us chances, new mercies every day, God, and we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. It's undeserved, God. We just thank you for how you love us, God. We bless your holy name. We give you glory, honor, and praise, for you alone are worthy, God. There are no words that can adequately describe you, God. There are no words that can adequately praise you, Lord God, but we use hallelujah, God, and we use glory to your name, God, and we use all of the words, God, that we can just to let you know how we love you, how we adore you, how much we love you, God. We love your presence. We love your spirit, everything that you've put in us, God, everything that you put around us, God. Lord, we thank you for the sun that shines, God. We thank you even for the rain, for the snow, for everything, Lord God, all of the elements. We
thank you, Lord,
and see your beauty in creation, God. We just thank you for being a magnificent God. We thank you for being amazing, God. We thank you just for being able to feel your presence, God, even in dark times and hard times. God, if we call your name, we can just feel your presence. And we thank you, Lord God, for being present with us. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We honor you today, God. Lord, if there's anything in us, God, that's not like you, we pray that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let our words be your words. Let our walk be your walk, God. Let our hearts and our love be your love, God, so that when people encounter us, they will encounter you, Lord God. Help us to represent you in the earth, oh God, to be your hands and feet, God. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would just be with those who don't have food to eat on today, God, who don't have a place to stay, Lord Jesus. Help them to feel your presence. Send somebody their way, God, that will show them love and compassion and feed them, Lord God, and clothe them, God, and give them a place to stay. Lord God, use me anyway, whatever it is that I have, God. Whatever it is that I have, any words that you put in me, let me share it with somebody who needs to feel your love and feel the presence and to know that you are still there no matter what they are going through, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Lord, we ask you to be with those children today that don't have parents, God. They may be living in foster care. They may even be living on the streets, God. Lord, we ask that you would just be with them, protect them, cover them, Lord God. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Anybody who would try to harm them, who would try to hurt them, we come against that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Protect them and cover them, Lord God. Keep them safe, Lord God. We cancel the assignment of the enemy that would try to destroy their hearts and minds, God. We just thank you right now, and we praise you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God, for even those who people consider lost or out there, God. We just thank you because you love them too, God. And we thank you that you cover them, you see them, and that you are able to meet every need, God. We thank you and we praise you right now for the Lord, God. We ask that you would be with families on today, Lord God. We ask that you would touch husbands and wives, bless marriages right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to bless parents, Lord God, as they try to parent their children, adult children, teen children, small children, God. Parenting is not easy, Lord God, and we just pray right now, Lord God, that you give every parent what they need, the wisdom, the words, the love, the compassion, the understanding, God, to do what the children need in this time, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would be with teachers on today, Lord God. Help them to have understanding and compassion and wisdom to deal with some of our troubled kids, Lord God. Lord, you never know what kids are going through in their homes, oh God. And when they come into the classrooms, Lord Jesus, there's so much pain, so much anger, so much hurt, so much frustration,
yes,
so much confusion. Lord God, we pray that you would be in the midst and have teachers who are wise, who have your spirit, Lord,
yes,
God, to minister to them, even as they teach them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We know that this world cannot turn around, Lord God, unless your spirit, Lord God, is able to take over, Lord God. Unless you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, turn
yes.
from their wicked ways, Lord God. You said then you would hear from heaven, forgive our sins and
yes.
our land, Lord God. So help us to do exactly what you said, God. We're turning to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you would go with those countries that are at war right now, Lord God, innocent women and children and men, families being destroyed, things
yes.
being bombed. We ask that you would make your presence known, God. We pray for peace. And even when there's not peace around, that there be peace in their hearts, oh God. We know that we can have your unexplainable peace on the inside no matter what's going on around us, God. And we just
yes.
pray for that supernatural peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, that you are able to do all things but fail, God. We thank you that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, Lord God. And we just thank you and we praise you for that right now, Lord God. We ask that you would touch those who need jobs on today, God, who are struggling with trying to get a job and having trouble with finances, Lord God. We know that you are able, Lord God, to open doors, Lord God, that no man can close, God. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, create those job opportunities, Lord God, and give them the courage to walk into those opportunities, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord, that you are making a way, God. We thank you. We believe that you are working things out, that you are turning things around no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God. You are turning things around. You are always moving. You are always making things to work
yes.
out for the good of them who love you, God, and who are called according to your purpose, God. And we just thank you for that right now, Lord God. Lord, today, God, we
yes,
ask
God.
That you would be with Bishop Davis's Bishop Davis and his mom, Lord God. Touch his mom right now. God, we know that you are a healer, and even though she's 80 years old, God, you can work a miracle in her body and in her life, Lord God. You can turn things around. You can heal her completely, Lord God. You can confound the doctors where they won't even know what happened, Lord God. You can do things that no man can. They may not be able to understand it, but God, you are a supernatural God. You work, God, in ways that we don't even understand, and we just thank you. We ask that you would strengthen Bishop Davis's heart right now, Lord God. We know that that is his mom, and she is dear to him, Lord God. Just remind him of your promises. Wrap your arms around him, God. Strengthen him and help him to see you working in the midst of this situation, Lord God, and we thank you, and we just look forward to the testimony of your goodness and how you're going to make things happen.
Amen.
Situation. Lord, we pray for Apostle Beans right now, Lord God. We know that where he is in this season of his life, Lord God, it may be struggles, it may be frustrating, Lord God, but we thank you that he believes in you. He believes in your word, God, and he will continue to call on your name and to have joy and peace, even in the midst, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching his heart and his mind, Lord God, for keeping his mind stayed on you, God, that no matter what we go through, Lord God, that you are still present, that you are still working things out. And, Lord God, you can do things that nobody can, Lord God. And we just trust you, Lord God, to continue to keep his spirits high, to keep him positive, to keep him ministering and doing whatever it is that you've called him to do, Lord God. Just make a way. Continue to use him, Lord God. Continue to minister to his heart, Lord God. Continue to put a smile on his face, Lord God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence, God. And we ask that you would touch Apostle Deborah Deans right now, Lord God. Touch her. Help her to continue. She has so much on her plate, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that she tries her best to keep going, to not complain, to not stop, to not let anything stop her. Lord God, she's a mother. She's a pastor. She's an apostle. She's a teacher. She's a wife, Lord God. She's a caregiver, God. That's a lot of jobs, Lord God. We thank you. that even with all the things that she's dealt with in her own body, God, you've healed her, God, and you've continued to strengthen
yes.
her to do everything that
yes,
you have
God.
Called her to do, God. And we thank you
yes.
for her tenacity. We thank you for her resilience,
thank you,
God. We thank you. We ask that
yes,
you continue
God.
To empower her and strengthen her to do what you have called her to do. God, we thank you
yes,
for her
Lord.
Heart for people. We thank you for her genuineness, Lord God. We thank you how she loves and cares for your people, Lord God, and how she mothers even those that she didn't birth, Lord God. I'm one of them, God, and I just thank you for how she has mothered me for many, many years and prayed and covered my family and other families, her own children and grandchildren, God. We thank you just for her boldness in you, God. We thank you for her being led by the Holy Spirit for the many, many years of prayers, Lord God, that she has sent up to you faithfully, Lord God. She believes your word. Work a miracle in her life, in her house right now, in her body, in her husband's body. Work a miracle for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we look forward to the continued testimonies of your goodness. Keep opening doors for her ministry, Lord God. Keep on making opportunities and ways right now, Lord God, and continue to strengthen her for the journey. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for all that you are doing, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, and we lift up Tamika right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you know all about her, her situation, her life, the things that she's experiencing and going through, Lord God. Help her to feel your presence, to know that you are right there with her in the midst of whatever it is that she can just open up her mouth and call your name, God. You are right there. Even when she can't cry out to you, God, you are right there. Searching her heart, mending her heart, being right there with her, touching the things, Lord, in her life. Lord God, you are very present, and we just thank you right now. We praise you. Lord God, we just thank you for her testimony, God, of how you're going to show up and do something in her life, and she'll know that it was you, God, and only you.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You, and we praise you for it right now. Lord God, and I ask you right now just to touch my family, Lord God, my husband and my children, Lord God. Lord, you know all about
God.
The struggles. You know all about the things that we experience, God, but I thank you that you never change, God. I thank you that you have made us more than conquerors, God, and that we will not turn back. We will not give up. We will continue to move forward, Lord God, and give you glory in our lives, Lord God, that we know that all these things that we are going through are going to work out for our good. They're going to make us sharper. They're going to make our discernment sharper. They're going to increase our wisdom, God. They're going to increase our strength, Lord God. And we just thank you for giving us a different perspective of our troubles, God. We thank you for our troubles right now, God, for we know that it is working in us, Lord God, and it is making us into who you've called us to be, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We just want to have confidence and faith and trust in you, Lord God, that no matter what we go through, God, that you are taking care of us, that you are seeing us through, Lord God, that none of what we are going through has taken you by surprise, God. You already knew that we would be right here in this situation, going through what we are going through today, God, and you already planned a way of escape, a way of overcoming, a way of triumphing through this whole thing, God, and we thank you, and we just shout the victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are victorious. We are victorious. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We stand on your word that weeping may endure for a night, God, but your joy comes in the morning.
Yes,
you've given us beautiful ashes and the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God, so we praise you right now, and you lift us as we praise you, God, and we just thank you. God, bless all of our churches, our ministries, our Lord God, our leaders, Lord God. Continue to crown their heads with wisdom. Give them words, Lord God, that will pour into your people so that we can rise and that we can shine, God, and we can walk in your light. God, we love you. We bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't look like what we've been through, God. We thank you that we don't have to be bound by sin. We don't have to be bound by shame. We don't have to be bound by depression or yes, oppression, God, but we are free in the Holy Ghost on today, God, and we come boldly before your throne, knowing that we will obtain mercy in the time of need. And God, we love you. And we testify to your goodness and your keeping power. Thank you, Lord God. We live and move, and we have our being in you. Lord, we love you. Thank you for all you are to us, all you are in us. And we will continue to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Is there anyone else that need prayer?
Good morning. This is Prophetess Statler.
Good morning.
And good morning. I would like prayer for myself and for my husband, for financial blessings and breakthroughs.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Okay. Father God, we just thank you on today. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for Prophetess Sadler right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for her heart. We thank you for her love for you, oh God. We thank you for the mother she is, the wife that she is, the daughter that she is, God, the servant of the Most High that she is. We thank you, Lord God, for who you have created her to be, God. And we ask that you would touch her in a special way right now, Lord God. Bring supernatural breakthrough, Lord God, in her finances, Lord God, in her ability to minister, God, to do the things that you have put in her heart to do, Lord God. We ask that you would just make the way, Lord God, where there may seem to be no way. God, we know that you are able, Lord God, to open doors, Lord God, and we pray that you would open financial doors right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for opportunities that will come her way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we just praise you in advance for the testimonies, God, of the financial doors that are going to open for her, God. We thank you. We come boldly, God. You said that if we ask and we don't doubt, that we can have what we say, God, and we just believe your word on today, that if we ask, Lord God, that you would answer. And we thank you and we praise you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to touch her husband, Prophet Sadler, right now in the name of Jesus. Touch his body, touch him from the top of his head to the crown, to the soles of his feet, oh God. We ask that you would touch his heart and his mind. Continue to give him strength and wisdom, God. Continue to bless him to be the father and the husband, Lord God, and the servant of you that you have called him to be, Lord God. We thank you for their marriage, God. Continue to strengthen them. We thank you for the many, many years, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we know that it's you, that you are a blessing-giving God, and we thank you for how you brought them together and helped them to parent their children, Lord God, and their grandchildren, God. We just thank you right now that you have kept that family, Lord God, and you continue to wrap your arms around them, Lord God, and they are an example, Lord God, to the community, to their own children, to other families, Lord God, of how when we trust in you, God, there is nothing that you cannot do, God, and we thank you for moving and working, Lord God, in their lives, oh God, meet every need right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Let there be no lack, Lord God, in their family. Everything they need financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, we pray a supernatural blessing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for their obedience to your spirit, oh God. And you said, Lord God, that there is favor in obedience, God. And we thank you right now for their obedience to you, oh God. And we know that because of that, God, you are going to do some amazing things. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you have in store for those who love you. And they love you, Lord God. They love you. They serve you, God. They worship and praise you, oh God. Make the way,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
Open the door,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
Just put it in front of them, Lord. Prepare a table before them in the,
yes,
front of their enemies, God, right now in the mighty name of,
yes,
Jesus.
God.
And no weapon that is formed against them will prosper.
Yes.
And any tongue that rises against them in judgment is condemned right now in the mighty name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Man.
They are victorious. Lord God, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, and we give you the honor and the praise, and we say it is done in the mighty name of Jesus, and we don't take it back,
God.
We thank you. It is done. It is so.
Thank you, Lord.
We appreciate you, Lord, and all that you're doing in their lives,
yes,
and we're going to continue to give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we just thank and praise God for Minister Prophetess Nelson this morning, for her obedience and coming on and praying in this month of December. And in spite of anything, she's there. So I thank and praise God for you. And God uses you like he is. We're going to get ready to go off, and we will be back on next Saturday. What's next? Is that Christmas?
It's Christmas.
Is that
Eve.
Christmas next week?
No, it's Christmas.
Okay,
Eve.
We still can come. Okay, we'll,
yes,
be on,
yes,
next Saturday. By the grace of God, God let us live and nothing happen. We'll be here at the same time next week. God bless everyone,
amen,
for coming out. And we just give God glory. Hallelujah. Y'all have the rest of the day, a good day, a blessed day. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow,
yeah,
I'm going to text you in a minute.
Okay, Mom. All right.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.